They shot a movie once in my hometown. Everybody was in it for miles around.
Well, it's 8:21, 9:21 of the piece. You're listening to Daybreak in Prince George, 91.5 FM. And it's been a while since a movie was shot in Prince George, but that's about to change. Kevin Funk is writing and directing Hello Destroyer, and he joins me live in studio. And a good morning to you, sir.
Hey, good morning.
So for those who have not heard about this, there are very few. It's been all the buzz. What is this movie about?
The movie, quite simply, is, I guess in some ways it can be described as a hockey film, although I think that's a bit of a red herring because it sort of extends far beyond that. But essentially it's about a young hockey player who gets involved in an accident in-game where another player is injured, and it's sort of the fallout and repercussions from that in terms of this kid's life sort of being turned upside down and just having to deal with being a part of that equation, a part of that incident.
Right. So why Prince George? Why do you decide to...
There's a number of reasons why Prince George. I've got some family here, so I've been here a few times throughout my life. And I grew up, a big part of it was I grew up in rural Alberta, and I played a lot of sports growing up. So it's a lot of time on school buses, traveling across provinces. And so I really wanted something, a city that sort of was similar to a lot of the places I grew up traveling around and playing in. But we also needed a city that was large enough to support a team where a team would have this sort of presence. So Prince George sort of ticked those boxes,
right,
where it was remote enough and it had a lot of feeling of a lot of these places that I was used to, but was you know, still a large enough city.
Right. And so far the response has been quite big in terms of you've been looking for people to help out, actors
Yeah, totally. We want this to be something that we really do with the community. We don't want to just sort of drop in and leave type of thing, in and out. Like, a lot of the work I've done has always been very involved with the community. It's a big part of how I approach filmmaking. And the feedbacks or the response so far has been awesome. It certainly has exceeded our expectations. And
How many people have you?
I don't know exactly. We probably
need tens, hundreds.
We have hundreds in terms of people who are reaching out, and I would sort of recommend people to continue doing that. We were originally planning to hold auditions this time when we were here, but we're sort of pushing that till maybe a couple weeks now, just for us to actually process people who have sort of submitted already.
What are the kinds of things you're looking for exactly?
We want to keep it wide open. Obviously, we're looking for hockey players, but we're also looking for a number of older characters as well. We're making a film about an entire city, right? So there's a lot of roles to populate here. So it's, I think in our initial thing that we put out, we just said, you know, anyone who's interested, they're more than welcome. And no actual previous experiences required at all.
So even a newsreader like Audrey over there could possibly...
Anyone they want, yeah.
In the late 90s, Prince George was able to attract some big budget movies back in the day. Reindeer Games, of course, is always talked about. What do you think the city could do to attract more people like yourself to consider filming here, do you think?
Well, to be honest, it's an interesting question. There's a basic thing. The dollar really helps everyone. I think BC's film industry is booming. I mean, the Tourism BC, Clint Fraser, who's there, has been remarkable in helping facilitate this process for us and really helping to encourage bringing this project up there. He's been great. And I think it's just being seen on film. Like a film like ours, once it's actually seen, I really feel like people start to notice locations and talk about it, especially in the industry. That's how it really helps. It's sort of a snowballing effect.
Okay. So a low dollar, we've been talking about the gloom and doom of the low dollar, but it could be beneficial maybe to a place like ours.
For the film industry, it's good. I still don't love it, but for the film industry, yes, it's good.
What does the schedule look like as this gets underway? You've mentioned that, of course, you have to push off casting. When do you start casting? When do you start filming it? And when would it ultimately come out?
Sure, yeah. We're not going to start shooting until mid-February, sort of probably end of March. We are splitting a bit of our shooting between Vancouver and Prince George. We're doing trying to do as much as we can up here. But obviously, as it's a distant location for a bunch of our crew, we have to sort of balance those days. So we'll probably be end of February, beginning of March is when we'll be shooting here. The casting process is going to take right up until then. So I would say people who are interested can keep getting in touch, because we'll start casting some roles probably in the next week or two here. But we'll probably be casting right up until the day we shoot. And we'll probably be doing another reminder call for just broader extras. And in terms of the actual release of the film, we're an independent production, and so a lot of that depends on how it does on the festival circuit. I mean, we're looking to be finished for the fall, where there's sort of a big chunk of festivals in the fall, and so we'll sort of do our work there to get the film out there, and then hopefully, you know, you have some sort of theatrical release across the country.
Do you foresee any obstacles? I mean, obviously, geographically, we're, you know, it takes a little bit to get here. Do you see any obstacles for you guys down the road at all?
I don't think so. Like, I'm someone who really loves shooting on location. I mean, there's always, we're not like Reindeer Games or Dreamcatcher in terms of having like millions upon millions of dollars to make this film. There's the reality in Canada that films are made at a much smaller scale. But the ambition of this film is pretty big. And I feel really strongly about properly representing more remote parts of Western Canada that I think are really underrepresented in Canadian cinema. So we want to be up here as much as possible. It's just, obviously, you know, shooting days in Prince George means like you're paying for accommodation and these type of things that we're not in Vancouver because our crew's from there. So it's just it's this boring budgetary things that you have to balance. But I think our whole team is doing as much as possible to be up here as long as possible, because it is a long drive. You want to make sure that when you're up here for however long you're up here, and you're not going back and forth. Yeah.
So given all those things, you know, does it look like maybe this could be the beginning of seeing more movies here come to Prince George?
Yeah. I would hope so. I mean, like I said, I really think it's an industry where people are paying attention to what other people are doing often. And I think places that aren't seen a lot are the ones that often get people excited, because, you know, you get fatigue from seeing Vancouver all the time, not always playing Vancouver often, but Vancouver, Toronto. Like I said, it's a very, when you shoot a film in Vancouver, it's very different. It's like people treat it like a hassle and a nuisance because they're so used to production. Whereas here you actually get that excitement, which is awesome and really invaluable. So I do think that, I mean, I really think Clint and his team is doing an amazing job. They've done an awesome job of like encouraging us to be up here and doing everything to make us be up here. So I think it's really impressive what they've done, because I know they've got a pretty small outfit for in terms of manpower, but they've done an amazing job.
Great. Well, I know a lot of people here are excited about the concept. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Kevin.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us on the air.
You bet. Kevin Funk is a writer and director. His latest project, Hello Destroyer, which, as you just heard, will be starring plenty of local faces here in Prince George. We'll, of course, post the casting dates when they come up. Thank you again, Kevin, for joining me.